Hi guys.
Hello. Welcome to Love and Self-Esteem with me. Anyoyemi Temitope. How are you doing? How have you been? How has it been? This episode or this podcast or me recording a podcast is actually long overdue. I should have released like 3 or 4 days ago. But this past few weeks have been very, should I say funny? Maybe funny is not the word, but for lack of a better word, it has been very, you know, challenging for a lot of Nigerians. And if you're not a Nigerian and you don't know what is going on, I really don't want to use this episode to start describing or narrating everything that's happened, because trust me, that's not something I want to do. But you should probably go to online and search for the hashtag NSAS, and I'm sure you would see everything you need to know. But it has been really, really, really challenging for a lot of people. I mean, I've been having a hard time putting my words together and my thoughts together. Usually when I'm about to record or prepare to record a podcast, I premeditate, I do a little bit of research, and you know, I try to put my words together. But I've been trying so hard to do that, and you know, the words and the thoughts aren't just forthcoming. I spend a lot of time online trying to protest, a lot of time online trying to know what is going on exactly, and I spend time offline too, hoping that okay, while I'm offline, I'll be able to put up a few things together. But the effect of the entire protest, most likely of the entire situation, most likely took its toll on me. And that's exactly how it has been for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people in Nigeria and beyond. So I'm just here to say that in the midst of everything, while you're protesting and while you're, you know, fighting for a better country, you matter. I mean, you should actually, because I had to do that, because for the first 2 weeks when this whole thing started, I was always online protesting 24/7, and that's a good thing actually. Please, a good country isn't just going to appear by magic. We have to fight for it, we have to work for it, and I actually believe that it is going to happen here. We're going to have that better country that we want. So please lend your voices in any way that you can, and just, you know, let's fight this together. But at the same time, you have to be mentally stable to be able to do that. I mean, you shouldn't do it at the risk of your health, basically. So while you're protesting, while you're fighting, while you're talking, you know, actually take out time to rest, basically, because you matter. At the end of the day, you matter. It was even worse when, you know, when this whole thing started, we were waiting for a speech from our president. You know, we just wanted that reassurance that okay, he hears us and things are going to be better. But I think the speech just made everybody, I don't know if to say, it got to the point where everybody felt like just giving up. You know, we spent the entire night on that day when he gave the speech, we spent it just catching vibes, quote unquote, because we were hurt. But there was no better way to show the hurt than to just play it away, because we were all hurt. So I can't even imagine what you are going through. Maybe I can. Yeah, I can, because I mean, we are all in this together. But you matter at the end of the day. That's all I have to say. So spend our time offline, please. It is very, 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 very necessary. And I want to share things that I think would help in this period here. Praying, because we know that the fruit of our spirit is peace and joy. And sometimes we might not feel it, but we have to understand that peace is not the absence of trouble, it's not the absence of trials. It is the presence of God, even in the midst of these trials, knowing that He would never leave us or forsake us. So even when we don't feel that peace, we know that peace is the fruit of our spirit, but we don't feel it. What we do is spend time praying, and that reality begins to manifest itself on the outside. And I totally understand that some people have been finding it really, really, really hard to pray in these times. I can relate, trust me. So you can tell somebody, you can hold hands with somebody while they pray with you. You don't have to do this alone. Okay? Friendships are created for a reason. Fellowship was created for a reason. So if you have to reach out to somebody who you trust, who, you know, prayer partners, talk to somebody and let them hold your hands in prayer, because this time is very, very, very challenging, so to say. And we don't want to do this on our own. We can't do this on our own. Yeah, another thing would be to talk to people, actually. Like, this is where you actually need to talk to people. For this period, I had to put off the strong girl, quote-unquote, cape, yeah, and just allow people to be there for me. I really, really allowed myself to be very vulnerable this period, and I allowed people to actually be there for me, to check up on me. I'm always the one, you know, doing the checking up and being the strong girl, but I had to let it go. I had to allow people to be there for me. I had to understand that friendships were created for a reason. So man does not have to be alone. Companionships were created for a reason. Fellowship was created for a reason. And I remember saying this in, I think, my previous episode, I think the last two, that we need people. We can't do life on our own. So this is the time where you have to talk to people. If you have to rant, I ranted a lot. So if you have to rant, please do so. If you have to just, and sometimes you don't necessarily have to talk about what is going on. You could just have random conversations, you know, discuss things that make you happy with the person, you know, have just discuss fun things. It doesn't necessarily have to be about this protest, but if you want to rant, if you want to do any of that, it's totally fine. And like I said, if you need somebody to hold your hands in prayer, please reach out to people. Like, this is a fight that we are going to have to fight together. We can't isolate ourselves on this one, yeah? So pray. We know that peace, you know, Philippians 4:6 thereabout tells us that we should not worry about anything, but in everything we should cast all anxiety to God, you know, in prayer and petition, and the peace of God that transcends human understanding will guard our mind and our peace. So we know that God hears us. We know that even though we don't feel it, we pray to God because we know that He hears us and He's here for us. Yeah. So prayer, talking to people, and journaling. Yeah, I write. I'm a huge fan of journaling, and I always recommend it. So you can write out how you feel. You know, writing out how you feel actually helps. Yes. Yeah, so write out how you feel. And counter it with positive thoughts. You know, thoughts are not fought with thoughts. You fight thoughts with words and counter thoughts. So when those thoughts comes, you remind yourself of who you are, and tell yourself that this is actually not going to affect you in any way. Yeah. And if you need to talk to me, if you need to reach out to me, please send me a DM. I know I said that this whole thing has been taking its toll on me, but I'm always here, always. And if, of course, I'm always open to self-esteem discussion, because I mean, that is what I do. That is the whole point of this. That is the purpose of this podcast in the first place. So please, that is not something I'm taking a break from anytime soon. So please, if you have self-esteem questions or self-esteem issues and you need to talk to somebody, please. And please don't hesitate to send me a DM. Or if you just want to have a random conversation with me, or you just want to reach out to somebody in this time, please send me a DM on Instagram or Twitter at Ayanpela1 on Twitter and at Ayanpela on Instagram. That's AYANPELLA. Or you can send me a mail. My email address is somewhere in the podcast bio. So you matter. Your mental health matters, you know, your self-esteem matters. So if you realize that this whole thing has been taking its toll on you, you should actually take a break and be and allow peace and allow joy flood you, because we have to be mentally all right to fight this together. We have to be mentally all right. So I know I said that I was going to discuss practical ways to deal with to build self-confidence and self-esteem, and I apologize, but in the next episode I am definitely going to be doing that. I'm definitely going to take out time to talk about it. So please stay tuned, and please reach out to me if you have to. I'm always here, always here. Till next time, take care and bye.